This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Femuliner. It's now against the law to possess fireworks within the city of Columbia. City council members voted last night to amend the city code, making it easier for police to enforce fireworks restrictions. Owner of Bob's Fireworks, Bob Giroux, says the change could hurt his business since many of his customers live in Columbia.
Can the police arrest those people under this ordinance? Absolutely. Will they? Probably not. But then there's always that thought, maybe that can get arrested. Will that ruin my business? Yeah, I guess it will ruin part of the business.
It's already against the law to manufacture, store, sell, or set off fireworks within the city. The city council did agree on one exception. It's okay to use sparklers without worrying about getting into trouble with the law. It's back to the drawing board for Columbia residents fighting a rezoning that would put a new break time in their neighborhood near Grindstone Parkway and Rock Quarry Road. KBIA's Sarah Hollins tells us people opposed to the development are again going out to gather signatures after being told their petition, that was approved at first, didn't have enough signatures after all.
Last night, Columbia City Council members postponed a final vote on the break time property in order for protesters to recollect signatures on a petition against the rezoning request. If a valid petition is filed, it requires a supermajority vote, a 5-1 vote from the City Council to pass the rezoning. Jan Pritchard lives 500 feet from the rezoning area. Pritchard says building a break time gas station will negatively affect the quality of life in the area.
One of my neighbors said this basically will ruin them financially because, like most people, most of our net worth is in our houses, and those people that own those houses, the houses will never be worth what they paid for if this goes in.
The City Council plans to take a final vote on the rezoning request at the next City Council meeting. Sarah Hollins, KBIA News.
A federal judge has refused to issue a preliminary injunction against a Missouri law making it a crime to disturb worship services. The law makes it a misdemeanor to intentionally disturb or interrupt a house of worship with profane language, rude or indecent behavior, or noise. Attorneys for the American Civil Liberties Union contend the law is vague and infringes upon free speech rights. Critics of the law said today they will move forward with the case despite a judge denying the preliminary injunction last week. A full hearing is not yet scheduled. Supporters of a Missouri ballot measure changing the selection process for top judges say they won't campaign for it because they don't like the summary that voters will see. Proponents said today they would not appeal a court ruling rejecting their challenge to the official ballot summary prepared by Secretary of State Robin Carnahan's office. They issued a statement saying they still believe Carnahan's summary is biased against the measure. Because of that, supporters said they won't spend money on a traditional campaign for the measure. The proposed constitutional amendment would change the membership of a screening panel that submits nominees to the governor to fill vacancies on the Supreme Court and other appeals courts. It also would give the governor more choices for appointments. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Femuliner.